The film community in El Paso is alive and well, but you have to know where to find it. And there's one particularly creative opportunity coming up. Ghost Light Creative presents their 48-hour film slam call for filmmakers. With me is Ray Sanchez, managing partner with Ghost Light Creative. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
How many years have you been doing this now? Is this...
This is our third event.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the third event. And basically, we did the first event a few years back, more than 3 years.
Oh, that's right. And then there was a span in there. Okay.
Kind of a hiatus, just kind of got busy with work, but...
Damn, I hate it when that happens.
Darn it. Yeah, but... you know, whispers and pokes and people asking and interested parties. And so we decided to kick it back into gear last year. And then we're doing this for the second consecutive year, but it's our third outing.
All righty. Give us the lowdown on your deadlines and how do people participate?
The deadline to participate will be June 20th. That's Friday, June 20th. And anyone interested in making an 8-minute short in 48 hours or less may participate. You don't have to have professional video equipment. You know, you can shoot on an iPhone if you like. And you just need to get yourself or a team together. There really is no limit on the size of the team. And sign up, you know, sign all the releases, name who's involved and all that. Mm-hmm. But on June 18th, there is a low discounted rate. So if you sign up by June 18th, that's that. And then by June 20th is the official deadline. And that is the date of the production briefing, which basically starts the clock ticking on the 48-hour production period.
Okay. So the place to register apparently is to go online to ghostlightevents.com. And that's where you can get the early bird special on the registration up through June the 18th. The event, briefing and filming on Friday, June the 20th. Tell me what happens that evening.
Well, on that evening, the teams that have registered gather, or if you're registering that evening, we kind of take care of any last minute paperwork. And essentially, we go through a small process by which we try to ensure that the films that they're going to produce do not have any pre-produced material.
Ah,
right?
So it's really the starting point is
the starting point.
Equal.
That's right.
Okay.
Yes, and so 6 p.m. on a Friday, we gather and meet.
Then that's going to be at Ghost Light Creative on Florence.
Correct.
Okay.
That's at our studio,
300 South Florence, and all that's on the website. Okay.
The teams gather at 6 p.m., and essentially they will draw for a genre. We have a different film genre.
That's brutal. Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So, but, you know, there's a little bit of an out there, because what happens is if they don't like the genre they drew, they get to draw again.
Oh, okay.
But they've got to keep their second choice. They can't go back to their first
choice.
All righty
then. Okay. All right.
So, yeah, that's a trick there. Then the other caveat that we have is that we reveal a scene that must be included somewhere within that 8-minute span, a setting, a shot. Okay. Our very first year, it was Union Depot.
Okay.
Our second year was the red equis in Juarez, the red sculpture on the border. So, you know, we have some surprises in store for this year. And once we reveal what that is, you know, teams will include it in a background of maybe opening or closing credits, or it may be integral to the story.
I would guess you get extra points for that.
I guess.
I would think. Now, do you also reveal a line of dialogue?
That's right. And we reveal a line of dialogue.
Can you give me an example? What were the previous lines of dialogue?
Well, the first year, the line of dialogue was derived from a Seinfeld episode. And it was Kramer was saying, "These pretzels are making me thirsty." And on that show, that was the big line of dialogue that we revealed that must be included. The second year, and for kind of a long story, and there's a backstory to it, but the line was, "We need animals." And it essentially came from a protester to the baseball park. It said, "We don't need things like a baseball park downtown. We need shade and animals."
We need animals. Well, all righty then. So I can see where the creative, the ability to weave together these various elements would be an important thing. So here you have your lineup of teams, and they've paid their entry fees, and they're drawing for genre and given these little variables that they have to fit in. Then what happens?
Well, then right about 7 o'clock, once they have their genre in hand and they have their line of dialogue and their scene, they really start to start planning and writing and concepting their movie and their stories. At 7 o'clock, we release them to the streets of El Paso, and some take off to a certain location to write and to create, collaborate. Some start writing in place. They run out to their car. It's really just a whole different selection. And we've had 22 teams, 18 teams. So you have a good group of people. And, you know, with four, I think there was an average of about 3 to 4 people a team. Some teams had eight. Some people were 2.
Okay.
And, you know, they just go all over the place and they get unleashed and they start writing. And we've asked them to start posting to social media, you know, their status and what they're up to. And so we have just kind of on our Twitter or Instagram account, you get reports coming in. It's 2 a.m. We're on our third round of coffee and here we are with this. And so it's really interesting to see and be a part of that. But that's what happens that Friday night.
And then 48 hours later, it all has to be, boom, sent in.
That's correct. It must be uploaded, and then we acknowledge that we received all the films at that point. And so we take the resulting files, they're really uploaded to social media, I guess, either YouTube or Vimeo, and we'll send those files over to the judges.
And who are the judges this year?
Well, the judges, it's a great collection of 4 people. One is James Fino, who is a senior producer with an animation studio in Burbank, California. And they produced 2 episodes of the show Community on ABC, an animated version of those episodes. So he was one of the senior producers of that. Bruce Mayo is a creative out of Southern California, and he's an advertising executive, a long time in the industry. Linda Stogner is a documentary filmmaker in Dallas, Texas.
Emmy Award winner, apparently.
Yes, about 4 Texas Emmys just last October.
Wow.
So,
and Dustin Ibarra.
Dustin Ibarra is an actor. We Bought a Zoo and, several upcoming events, and he's a stand-up comedian, so.
Excellent. Now, your proceeds from the Film Slam go to support Tapestries of Life Orphanage in Guadalupe, Mexico. How was this chosen?
Well, you know, just through some contacts that we had, and it's such a big venture, they're going to try to create a 400-bed facility that the Mexican government has kind of promised that they would fill immediately upon opening. So they're far along in their, long-term development. Mm-hmm. So hopefully we're just trying to add, some funds to kind of push them over that edge and
Excellent. Get
it done.
All right. Now, the completed films, they will be judged in the categories of story, directing and acting, and execution. Then all the completed films will be showcased at a screening party on Sunday, June 29th at 1 p.m. at Tricky Falls. That's 209 South El Paso Street. Tell me about that event.
Well, the screening at Tricky Falls is in the old Alhambra Movie Theater. So
cool. Yes.
Yeah, so that's been converted many times over to be now Tricky Falls. And we have seating available, and we review all the films, have an intermission. There are food and beverages available. It's a great Sunday afternoon.
Excellent. And I understand the Plaza Classic Film Festival will screen select films in August from those who winners of the Ghost Light.
Winners and selected others, and Plaza Classic has done that every year since we've done
awesome.
It. So we're so thankful for their support, and we have a special segment in August during that festival for people to come have another viewing at those films. So great exposure for our teams.
Absolutely. This is just one of the coolest, most dynamic filmmaking events in town that I can think of. So I want to thank my guest, Ray Sanchez, managing partner with Ghostlight Creative, that has just invited all filmmakers to participate in the 48-hour Film Slam. Go to ghostlightevents.com before June 18th to save a few bucks and get involved. Thank you so much for coming in, Ray.
Thank you so much for having me.